On recent visits to Africa, Mark Bent was hailed in some villages as a hero, something he finds embarrassing and thrilling at the same time.
I'm the most unlikely fleshlight person you will have ever met. I really believe that God has led me to this point in my life.
Many poor Africans view Mark Bent as a hero because he and the people who support his cause have brought them light, a small flashlight that provides better light than the smoky kerosene lanterns that are often found in poor homes. Bent says the lanterns are a health hazard and that the fuel is so expensive that most poor children end up sitting in the dark, unable to read the books that might help lift them out of poverty.
Most children in the developing world have to work just to stay alive. So that during the day, they don't have time to read. At night, they don't have the money for the kerosene. So huge, huge, huge difference in education.
The idea for the solar-powered flashlight came to Mark Bent when he was working as a U.S. diplomat in Africa in the 1990s. After working as an oil consultant, he started his own business, Sunlight Solar, in 2006 to market a basic flashlight with a small solar panel on one side that recharges the batteries during the day. While Sunlight Solar continues to send the bulk of its products to Africa, the company is starting projects in Asia and Latin America. And recently, the firm sent 2,700 flashlights to the Gaza Strip. Mark Bent's flashlights have also gained popularity among outdoor enthusiasts in countries like the United States. His company has a program whereby someone can buy a flashlight and at the same time pay for a light to be sent to the developing world. It's called BOGO. Buy one, give one. Bent says he measures the success of his company not so much by profits, but in the lives he has helped change.
There is an overall positive good to this, which I find deeply rewarding. I'm just real honored to be part of it. It cracks me up that I'm in charge of it. Just being part of it, I find, a deep honor.
I'm Greg Flakus for VOA's Making a Difference in Houston.